Over the last few days, we've been discovering that Jesus is not always who or what we expect him to be. Sometimes, yeah, that's a tad uncomfortable, but for good reason. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When I was a child, my parents weren't always who or what I wanted them to be. They set boundaries, they enforced them, and when I stepped over them, they disciplined me. That's not what a child wants. These days, though, I look back on them with a deep gratitude. Had they always been what I wanted them to be, had they given me all that I asked for, I wouldn't have become who I am today. The same, no doubt, is true of you. And the same, without doubt, is true in our relationship with God. Have you been disciplined by God? Has he led you through wilderness trials that seemed impossible at the time? I certainly hope so. Psalm 63, beginning at verse 1. O God, you are my God. I seek you, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there's no water. So I've looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I will live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. Those words poured out of King David's heart, a man who'd been through more life and death trials than you or I will ever see. And what comes out of his mouth? Grumbling? Complaining? No, a song of praise. That's what's meant to happen. That's a changed life. And that's God's word. Fresh for you today. Look, God means to prune us, to grow us, to bless us as he speaks his word into our hearts during the good times and the bad. That's why I'd love to send you your Fresh Devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.